the great state of Wisconsin. Brother Don, you drove a lot of miles to get down here. You bought me an old-fashioned cook stove, and you've been working on that today and setting it up, and, you know, it just brought back memories. Me going back into the 30s in memory, it sort of brought back old-fashioned memories of my grandmother and my mother baking biscuits on an old-fashioned wood stove in the kitchen, and had the old water tanks, and we call them the water wells, and they were filled up with water. I still remember them being hot, and we could get hot water. That's something before indoor plumbing. And, boy, it was amazing to have hot water right off the stove. You could cook, you could take a pan full over and wash your hands and have nice warm water in the wintertime. And I really appreciate, your effort, coming down from, Wisconsin, not only, to bring me the water stove, but you presented me with a beautiful, sacred name edition of the Bible. And I appreciate that. Brother Don, welcome you down here to the Keith Gate Inn, and we're going to ask you to leave your testimony.
Thank you, Pastor Buddy. It's an honor and a rare privilege to be here tonight with such a man of Yahweh. Several years ago, on a shortwave radio, I heard Pastor Buddy for the first time, and he spoke about some things that I had been guilty of. One of them was miscegenation, and miscegenation is the mixing of the races. And he talked to me with kindness. He also talked about the food that we eat, and he talked about the unclean animals, the fish, creatures of the sea that have shells. And other fish that don't have scales and gills. And he also talked about the swine. And when we look at the domesticated pig, it has so many similarities to the human being. We could take a heart valve, and actually with almost no modification, we could take that heart valve and put it in a person. We could take the skin and put it on a burn victim. So I would just ask you tonight to consider what you're eating. Because these human genes now have been introduced into the domesticated pig. And sad to say, you're a step away from cannibalism. And it's not a popular thing for me to say, but it's the truth. And I just praise Yahweh. Tomorrow I'm going to be baptized the right way in the name of Yahweh. I'll be the first person here to go through with that. And I'll close now, and I'll give the microphone back to Pastor Buddy. And may all go well with y'all.
Thank you, Brother Donald. As Donald said, he's going to be baptized in the magnificent name of Yahweh. You know, Brother Donald, a lot of people may question why that you want to be baptized again. I'm sure you've been baptized and probably sprinkled and submerged and baptized probably in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And a lot of people didn't know what the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is. They never used it, did they? That they said they're going to baptize you in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Ghost, and I'm sure they never used the name. Well, finally I figured it out. The name was Jesus. And in Acts 2:38, I was baptized Father, Son, and Holy Ghost when I was 9 years old as a Baptist boy. And then I got the revelation, and I got baptized in the name of Jesus. I had to preach Jesus' name baptism for 30 years. Now, why did I do that? Because the New Testament said Jesus' name. Well, I never could figure out why Jesus wasn't in the Old Testament, but I took it on faith that he was, And I didn't know that Lord had been changed, L-O-R-D. They had replaced Y-H-W-H with Lord. If I'd have knew that his Hebrew name was Yah, and you know we all say that, praise Yah, hallelujah. Christians do that. I did that. And when I heard that his name was Yahweh, and that the short poetic form was Yah, and that Christians say hallelujah, then I knew immediately that I'd been calling on the wrong name. Jesus is a Greek-Latin name. And you know it makes people mad. It upsets them because their mother or their father or someone. Listen, Yahweh is righteous, and he's not going to hold you responsible for what you didn't know as long as you've got the will and the heart to accept it if you did know. And only he knows whether you'd have had his name or whether you'd rejected. Either way, you are bound and determined and committed through faith to walk in the light as you see it. Well, when I heard about the name of Yahweh being 7,000 times approximately in the Old Testament, well, that stirred my interest. I went to studying. I went to the library. I went to the university. I studied for over a year on the sacred name. And I come away thoroughly 100% convinced that Jesus was a manufactured name by the Catholic Church, Jesus. And it's used in relationship to their ability to call on a Greek Latin God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to Strong's number 2424, you will see that the Strong's would direct you toward pronouncing the name of Jesus as Iesus. Well, something's changed in Christianity and modernizing and in their word sounding when they use Jesus to express with an exclamation. That's really what it is, Jesus. And when the Romans conquered the Western nations and gave them the God Jesus, they told us, they said, well, we asked them what is his name, and they said, just say Jesus. Well, we went around calling the name of their God Jesus. And the churches was introduced to that name through ignorance, through fear, and through misguided intentions. The Catholic Church kept the name sequestered, the true name. They knew what the name was. They knew that the name of the Creator in the Hebrew was Yahweh. They knew that Jesus didn't translate into Yahweh. No way, form, or fashion. But they're trying to convince us now that the knowledge has come out. Oh, yeah, his name is Yahshua or Yeshua. And ladies and gentlemen, that can't be true. I'm going to tell you why. There's only one name under heaven to be saved. You've got to decide. Was it Jesus? Was it Yahshua, or was it Yahweh? Well, the Bible indicates in many scriptures, especially in Isaiah 12 and 2 and 26 and 4, it says that Yahweh, his name alone, has salvation. Well, the translators did not carry the name that's got salvation over into the New Testament. But if his name in the Old Testament had salvation, it was Yahweh, why did they put a Greek Latin God over in the New Testament to deceive us? It had me deceived for 30 years. I hope and trust that I'm speaking to somebody now that's got an honest heart. You really want to know? Do your homework. Search the scriptures for wherein you think you have eternal life, and these are those that testify of me. All right, joining us tonight live, we are live at the festival. We got a lot of folks that listening in here tonight. We got Brother Jeff here from the great state of North Carolina. Brother Jeff, you've been on with me before. You're not a stranger to the mic. Come on over here to the mic and give us a witness. Praise Yahweh, everybody. And it's so much, it's a beautiful experience to come here to the festival. This is just like we were told to do in Leviticus 23. And I came from a background of, for the past 30 years, I've worshipped Saturn on the on his day, Saturn Day, Saturday. And now that's behind me. Now I keep this correct, Moed. And I thought I was doing great. I thought I was doing right. But until I really got into this scripture, and it's just like Buddy says, in Isaiah 33:22, short little verse, but just check it out for yourself. If you've got an honest heart and a willing mind, that it tells us that there's apparently four letters, Yod, Hey, Vah, Hey, Yahweh, and it says he is our judge, he is our lawgiver, he is our king, and it says that he will save us, so he's our savior too. So praise Yahweh, and the festival is a wonderful time to keep in the Bible. Typically, it has not been yet fulfilled. Yahweh has not returned yet. But it is, he is so close that I was fearful that we may never see another one of these days. The economy could plunge and we could be in a disaster overnight and in a matter of moment, just like Isaiah said, suddenly and in an instant. And so we never know. There's been a tragedy, here coming to the festival. It seemed like the devil was working his best. And there were five souls that perished right up here, blocking the entrance to the King's Gate Inn. And it held many people up, and we had to take a long detour. And it was Satan working at his finest. And I feel sorry for you. If you're not baptized into the name of Yahweh, please get your Bibles, get studying for yourself to show yourself approved, and get baptized into the name. Invoke him by name, it says. Don't deny his name. Don't listen to those who say that it's too holy to pronounce. That's not true. He orders us to invoke him by name. And please do so, and please get baptized. You never know when your time is up. So be ready. That is the earnest urging of the Messiah. Be ready. Now is the appointed time. Don't delay. Here's Pastor Buddy.
Thank you, Brother Jeffrey. Praise Yahweh from the great state of North Carolina. And joining me also tonight from the great state of Illinois is my partner. We call him Card. And he's a professional painter. And he's got on his cap, he's known as Pard. And I asked him, I said, what does that mean? He said, P-A-R-D, people are real dumb. And I said, you know, that's right, because the Bible said that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Therefore, since you reject knowledge, now, ladies and gentlemen, why would you question 6,823 times in the original language the name of Yahweh? Why would anybody want to call on any other name with 6,823 witnesses in the whole parchment, his name being Yahweh? Well, people say, well, we're not back. I can't speak Hebrew. You don't have to speak Hebrew to speak the name of Yahweh. Yahweh is a universal name. And names, by the way, are transliterated. They're not translated. They're transliterated from sound to sound, from language to language. Your name remains the same in all languages. If you don't believe it, you listen to them in Russian as they speak Bill Clinton's name, let's say, if he goes over, or George Bush, or, for that matter, Osama bin Laden. They would not say any other thing than Osama bin Laden in the sound-for-sound language of the transliteration. That's how names are transliterated, not translated. So then, with the people being destroyed for the lack of knowledge or for the lack of searching the scriptures, they take tradition, right in this time of the year, we're going to come up on Thanksgiving. Why not just call it like it is, the Feast of Tabernacles? Instead of one day for Thanksgiving on the Roman calendar, on the Hebrew calendar, it was 7 days of rejoicing and fellowshipping, camping. I want you to get out and look up at the stars at night. I want you to, you know, we've had some of the greatest cooks here, and this is one of the most enjoyable festivals I've longed for. We've got people out in the field camping. We've got tents set up. We got the old tripod. You know, I eat beans tonight out of an old-fashioned tripod kettle that I hadn't eaten in years. It's been years, probably 20 years since that I've been in a festival where we were out in the fields and the tents are up and the smoke pots and the campfires were lit. They were singing and rejoicing and praising and fellowshipping and all of these things that I've longed for. And you know, God, tonight we've experienced a great, glorious, high Sabbath day of fellowshipping in tabernacles, just like the Father said to do. He said to dwell in booths and to look up at the stars and remember where you came from. Leave your finery or leave your homes of preacher comforts and get out there and remember how your fathers used to do. And today I was thinking about how our fathers slept in tents, whether winter and summer. They braved the elements, and it was cold and things of that nature. However, they rejoiced. They brought their gifts. They came with their hands full of things, and people have brought rice and potatoes and beans, and they've opened the flesh pots of Israel. We've cooked today. The ladies made, when Mark and Audrey's here, you don't have to, Virginia and Jan and the cooking ladies, you don't have to worry about something to eat. These old boys that are like me and Jacob Israel, we just love to gather around and eat and tell old war stories and things like that. That's what serving Yahweh is all about, getting fellowship, bringing your children and teaching them the commands and the ways of righteousness. You know, if people would look up into the heavens more often, they might discover the great secret that Yahweh's hid from the wise and the prudent, and it sent a strong delusion to all these people out here in the church world. I'm telling you, you might have gate trouble one of these days if you don't make your election calling sure. Search the scriptures. What did it say? For wherein you think you have eternal life, you have none. But apart, this is not the first time you've been here with me in the studio praising Yahweh. Leave your testimony and preach a while if you feel like it.
Praise Yahweh. Thank you, Pastor Buddy. I'm 70 years old. It was in August, and I'm not as raising as some of our brothers and sisters here. I've got a little camper trailer out here, and I got a heater on it, and so I can't weather the storm as much as some people. I weigh 150 pounds, and if I get cold, I'm miserable, and I'd rather sweat than freeze. But I don't have to worry about going to hell because I got Yahweh on my side. And when I travel, he's my pilot, and I'm his co-pilot, and we just do fine. But I walked out of the trailer this morning, and I went, whoa. Went back inside, put on the long handle bottoms, put on two coats, came outside, felt pretty good, went over to the cook tent, and I tell you that Audrey and Mark, that Mark fixes one of the best eggs I've ever had in my life, and we're really roughing it, but it's not what I really call roughing, because we've had feasts before where it was a lot rougher than what we got now, and gosh, we've got all the conveniences of home, and Well, everybody's just having a good time. Just like Pastor Buddy said, I had a guy one time tell me, he says, well, I know why you named your paint company Pard. And I said, well, enlighten me. And he said, well, you know, painters are real dumb. And I said, no, that's not it. I couldn't think of the guy's name, and I called him old partner. How you doing, Pard? You know, and the letter P with painting speaks a lot better than Mabry. Most people butcher that. They can't even pronounce it, and they can't even spell it. But anyway, I got to thinking about that for a long time, and I actually know more dumb people than I do dumb painters, so I had to change it. So PARD stands for people are real dumb, and I pray Yahweh that you're not one of those, and just because maybe you couldn't make it to the feast, which you really missed out, and like Brother Don, he'll be the first one at Kinggate Inn to be baptized for the property, and I think that's something that he'll keep with him until the very end. And I remember 3 years ago, or maybe 3.5 years ago, when we were in Murphy, when Buddy put me down in the water in the Hiawassee River there at Murphy, and with my eyes closed, I saw the brightest light I've ever seen. It was just like I had my eyes wide open and somebody had bright lights just lighting my eyes. I mean, it was the most wonderful thing. Man, he pulled me up. I popped up. I raised my hand, shouting hallelujah and praising Yahweh. And you know, I'm kind of like Pastor Buddy. Whenever I was a young child, about 7, my 2 younger sisters and I were baptized. We were sprinkled in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That was fine. Then I had a friend of mine who got drafted into the military out of a Bible school, where he was just a short time from being ordained as a minister, and he baptized me in my girlfriend's swimming pool in the name of Jesus, which is Zeus was the sun god. And just because people are real dumb, you know, whenever your great-grandparents and then your grandparents and then your parents and then you have been told for years and years, this is what the Jews and the Catholics want you to believe, you know, and you believe that crap, then whenever you hear the truth, it's a little hard to change. But I'm telling you, I've been here many times before. I have no recollection of that. And I know that this is the last time I'm coming, because I know in the next couple of years there's going to be changes people ain't going to believe, and people are going to be eating people, and the dollar you can use for toilet paper, and if you don't have some gold and silver to barter with, you're going to starve, and if you don't have some ammunition to protect what you got, y'all are just going to, you're going to suffer more than you ever thought. I think it's great. I wish it would happen tomorrow. I'm ready to go home to my Heavenly Father Yahweh. I'm sick and tired of this shit down here, and I want to get on with the program, because paradise is more than I can visual. It's so, you know, when you see this stuff on TV where they show paradise and Hawaii and all that, boy, it looks great. But you ain't seen nothing yet, friend. And it's just wonderful. And then tonight, after a wonderful, wonderful dinner we had, we went up into the woods where we built an altar, a Hebrew altar with the stones, salted the altar. We had our services there. You could see through the trees the beautiful stars in the sky. The moon was coming through the trees over the hill. You can't believe how Yahweh's blessed us. Of course, it took a lot of wonderful people bringing tithes, and we still need tithes, because we're going to build this year in Pentecost, or in Passover, we used the tent over at Hallelujah Acres. Now we've got our own property here at Kingsgate Inn, and we're under the tent. And I promised Buddy Passover next year we are going to have a building 30 by 70 or 80 foot. We'll have bathrooms in it, showers in it, a kitchen, an office, a studio, and a nice meeting hall. And Yahweh willing, with wonderful people out there that aren't part people, that aren't really dumb, and aren't greedy, and are willing to share just a little bit of their tithe money, and people that will get on their knees and raise their hands to heaven are Orion. That's where Yahweh lives, in Orion. Everybody calls it heaven. And ask for forgiveness and ask for blessings. And if you could ever get baptized, I promise you, just like I did last week, money back guaranteed. If your life doesn't change and get better, I'll give you your money back. But I wish we've got a good crowd, a little bit more than usual. The only thing is, we ought to have the police out here directing traffic. We ought to have 10,000 people here. But, you know, he's only going to open a few eyes at this time. And if your eyes aren't opened by him or by listening to Pastor Buddy, it breaks my heart. I feel sorry for you. And the thing I can do, life's about choice. Everybody has one. Every day you get up in the morning, you have to make a choice. Do I get out of bed? Do I go to the pot? Do I have breakfast? Do I go to work? Do I do this, do that, this, that, this, that? Life's about choice. The biggest choice you can make is learn the name Yahweh. Study to be approved. Well, I think I've had enough of this. I love y'all. I hope you get the truth. Praise Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Bart. We appreciate that testimony. You know, ladies and gentlemen, part said life is about choices. And even the Messiah, he made a choice. You know, the Bible said he was tempted in all points, and yet he endured. Satan, he desired to sift the Messiah like wheat, just like the Messiah told Peter that Satan had desired to sift him, but he said, I'll pray for you. And if you've got somebody praying for you here upon the earth that can get a prayer through to heaven, you're blessed to have somebody that loves you good enough to pray for you. Tonight, we made a choice to pray for America. We prayed that Yahweh would cause his face to shine once more upon a repentant and a humbled people. Ladies and gentlemen, we have come to accept the evil of the devil and his people. The devil owns the kingdoms of the world. He offered them to the Messiah. The Messiah refused them, and he may offer them to you. What are you going to do? Are you going to accept the world and go with the world and be like the world? You've got a choice. And the Bible said choose this day who you're going to serve. A lot of people have made the choice to come to the King's Gate Inn and to serve Yahweh. And we're so thankful for people. I told the people that we had a special offering by fire. We offered up all of the tithing envelopes and things that people had given and their special offerings for the land. We remember them tonight when we gathered around the old circle and we lit the fire in the name of Yahweh and made an offering by fire to tell Yahweh that we were so thankful that people had given and supported the King's Gate Inn ministry. We love you for that. We praise you. And if you weren't able to get here and you sent us anything in contribution toward the purchase or the support of our mission here at King's Gate, we want you to know you were in our prayers tonight. you. We pray for you, and we worship our Creator for you. All right? Joining us tonight also in the studio with us is Brother Bill, been my friend for well over 30 years, and I guess maybe time gets away, Bill. I look around and see what Mother Nature has done to me, and I wonder how long I've been in this race. Part said he was 70, and we're getting on up there in age, praise Yahweh, but I've learned one thing in life, and this I know, and it's a true statement. David said, I was once young, and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed of pagan bread. Brother Bill, leave your testimony with us tonight, brother.
I just like to say, praise Yahweh, give a little praise to the only name given under heaven whereby men must be saved.
Amen.
And been working around all day on the altar with the brethren, and it's just been a beautiful and joyous day to dwell in unity with brothers, eating naturally and spiritually. And Bible says that you grow in grace and knowledge, and if you're not growing, then you're not gaining any new knowledge. And to gain knowledge, you need a teacher that has knowledge, that's able to open up your understanding and give you more knowledge that you may grow also. And Brother Buddy is one, well, I would say the best that I know for doing that very thing. And if you're out there and you feel like there's any truth that you've heard and it's a pricking at your heart, then dig a little deep. For
Amen.
The Bible says, my people perish from lack of knowledge.
Amen.
And Yahweh does not want you to perish.
Amen.
He wants you to come into the fold and be saved. So, just consider everything that's been said and listen to a true prophet. And I just praise Yahweh and for the knowledge that I've received over the years. I've come through the denominational system, so I know where each man is at in the denominational system. If you belong to Yahweh and your heart is being pricked, then just bow down. And I just want when it comes down to my time, that he would say, enter in, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, and I'll make you ruler over many.
Amen.
And you've not denied my name.
Amen.
And I don't want to deny the name. Deny his name, there's no hope for you. So, just dig a little deeper. Let your heart be your guide as the Spirit guides you. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh, Bill. Praise Yahweh.
Great testimony. Well, we got Sister Arlene here. Let's get her to Bill Mike. She's no stranger to Mike. She's been here with us in the studio before. And Miss Arlene, we're glad you made it down to another festival, sister. I mean, you've been keeping these festivals for now over 20 years, ain't we?
This is Arlene Allen. I have known Pastor Betty since, I think it was 1992, maybe it was somewhere like that. We'll probably run statements tonight because I have spent 3 days getting ready for the fest. And I believe that any time that you spend getting ready for Yahweh's feast, it's worth it. Even if sometimes you don't get too much sleep sometimes, but anyway, I was kind of tired of that. But anyway, I'm glad to be here. I'm thankful to Yahweh for what he's done, what he's done for me, what he's done for everyone else, and how he has brought together so many different people from all over the United States coming here and spending time worshiping him and learning His word. So, I hope that this will have a good effect, and I hope that everything that we do here will have a good effect on this nation. And especially, you know, in light of what's been happening in the last few years, you know. But anyway, I'm thankful to Yahweh, and I hope that we will continue to have these things going. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Arlene. You know, the efforts that Sister Arlene was talking about, the people losing a lot of sleep, and, you know, you won't believe how hectic it's been, a pace that's been set probably by Yahweh. We didn't think we could get it done. We did. We didn't ever think we'd get into the King's Gate, get it opened up and all the things prepared, and a great amount of work. We had people that came early. They dedicated their time, their energies, and their monies to help us. We had people working at the location and bring in materials and things that we needed to set up our festival site. And we got it done, praise Yahweh. Today has been a high holy day, and we give our Father glory. Just like the brother was saying about the blocked highways that the devil is trying to block, literally block our highway here coming into the festival. Here on Highway 68, within a mile of the feast property here where we were festivaling, we had people coming that had to detour around. The road was blocked literally for over 5 or 6 hours. It was a most tragic accident. We had the officers out here directing traffic and turning people back around at the detour. 5 precious souls killed with a head-on collision here. The devil got mad and tried to hinder the brothers. We got telephone calls of people trying to get through on Highway 68 to get here to worship Yahweh, and we had to find alternate routes for them to go to come to the festival. And the old devil got mad at Yahweh's festival here in Sweetwater, Tennessee, and actually killed 5 precious souls. We've never met them. We don't know who they were. We pray for their soul. It is so sad and tragic. One of the brothers last night on Interstate 24 out of Colonel, Alabama, the brother was traveling from Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama, coming up at Interstate 24, was literally closed for 3 hours. He had to sit in traffic 3 hours. He began to think that he was not going to get here in time because of the blocked roads. See, the devil don't want you to get to the King's Gate Inn or any place where the name of Yahweh is lifted up and honored and praised and worshipped. The devil gets mad when the honor and the glory and the truth. One of the things is, it's one thing to have honor and glory. It's another thing to have truth that goes with it. You know, the Bible says you can worship. That's one thing that He requires. He made us for worship, but He also made us to believe the truth. So Yahweh wants truth along with the worship. And the devil don't want people to get in the truth. If you know another name under heaven, if you know another day to worship other than by the lunar phase of the moon, then you need to come to the King's Gate Inn and teach us some other way. If it's biblical related, it's truth, you've got any, we'll listen to you. If you've not, we'll teach you. We are humbled. We are thankful for truth. We'll get it and take it anywhere it comes from. We appreciate Yahweh. So the devil's got mad and kept a lot of people become ashamed of how they've lived in the past. It's time that our sins find us out. It's time for everybody in the land of America particular to return to the old path. Get back to old-fashioned Holy Ghost field festivals. Start meeting in these fields across our land and lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting, praising Yahweh from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, and sharing in the praise and the honor and the glory that belongs to Yahweh. Well, we're going to let everybody say a final word or two here. Let's see how many minutes we got around on the old club. Oh, we've got 15 minutes here. Let's bring Jeff back to the microphone. Jeff, tell us a little bit how you got into or heard about the truth and share a little bit of the revelation that opened up, maybe a particular scripture or something that opened up your understanding to the name of Yahweh and His truth.
Thank you, Best Buddy. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it was very lucky of me that I had been reading the scriptures and Leviticus 23 in particular, and I would show it to my friends, and I got all these blank stares. And I'm telling you, it is an act of Yahweh Himself that books were presented to me within the last 2 years that I have known. I'm 61 years old. I hadn't read 5 books my whole life. And he was lining me up for the truth. And one evening, I turned the shortwave on, and Pastor Buddy was talking about New Moon Sabbath. And I'm telling you what, the hair, even now I can feel it, starting to stand up on my arms, because all of a sudden it made sense. But I sympathize with you, because I'm telling you, it took 2 months to really to study, even though I heard the truth, knew the truth, yet still we are so indoctrinated with traditions. But people have accused me of all things, calling me Jewish and everything. Believe me, I have nothing in common with those Pharisees. And neither should you. And I was told that, well, that covenant, that the reason that we're keeping these festivals is because it was just given to the Jews. But let me tell you what Yahweh says to His people, Israel, Deuteronomy 29:15. He says, it is not with you alone that I'm making this covenant and this oath, but with all those who stand here with us today before Yahweh, our God, and also with those who are not here with us today. I'm telling you, it is for us. Jeremiah 32, he says, thou keepest faith with thousands, and thou dost requite the sins of the fathers unto the heads of their sons, O great and mighty God, whose name is Yahweh of hosts. Great are thy purposes and mighty are thy actions. Thine eyes watch over all the ways of men, and thou rewardest each accordingly to his ways and his deeds deserve. Well, that's not what I was taught by my original pastors. They never told me that. They said, we're saved by grace. And, but Deuteronomy, he warns us, he warns you, he warns all of us, and our sons, and our sons' sons. He says, if you do not observe or fulfill all this law written down in this book, if thou dost not revere this honored and dreaded name, this name, Yahweh, this is what it says, in your God, then Yahweh will strike you and your descendants with unimaginable plagues, malignant and persistent, and with sickness, persistent and severe, because you did not obey Yahweh. And it says, just verse 63, just as Yahweh took delight in preserving you and prospering and increasing you, so now it will be His delight to destroy and exterminate you. Friends and neighbors, Yahweh is a loving God, but He loves us. You have got to draw a line to love your loved ones. You have got to obey Him. He requires this. That's all that He requires. He does not require sacrifice, like we have been heard in the Bible and said. Read Isaiah 66. He never asks us to do that. He requires a contrite heart. That's a sacrifice He wants. And that's the kind He will accept. I'm telling you, I wondered why God had kept me alive this long, because I should have been dead many times. And now I know, and believe me, it's a pleasure and a wonderful. And I thank Pastor Buddy so much for preaching the truth, for having the truth, they won't, because it's going to bite their pocketbook. And Pastor Buddy has forsaken that, forsaken the all the wealth. He says, if you don't forsake everything in this world, if you love this world, then you'll have no part of me. And these people and these brethren that are here, they've forsaken that. And I know my ways have changed from being a habitual pack rat and a survivalist. It's all changed. I'm a Yahweh man now. That's my...
Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother Jim.
Wonderful. Praise the Lord.
Brother Bud?
Well, I'd just like to say one more thing, Pastor Buddy. I'd like to give everybody two telephone numbers tonight. If you need help and you want to learn more about Yahweh, your Heavenly Father, you need to call 1-423-259-0606. Now, if you're a part person, because, you know, you're real dumb and you want help, call BR549. Yee-haw! Thank you, buddy.
All right, Brother Bud. Hi, Brother Bill.
Praise Yahweh. It's been good to be here, and it's good to be with the brethren with their comics sometimes and their seriousness sometimes. But Yahweh is always serious when it concerns your soul. And we just send out the plea that you would consider all that you hear from this broadcast and allow your eyes to be opened by the word of Yahweh. And we praise Yahweh. We love you.
Thank you, Brother Bill. Brother from Wisconsin, we're going to bring him back. He's going to be baptized tomorrow. Brother Don, I know you're looking forward to it.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. And one thing I'd like to say is there's a difference between truth and tradition.
Yeah.
When you go with truth and you leave the tradition behind, a lot of times you're going to leave a lot of your family behind too. But you could only serve one master. There are a few good books out there. One of them was named Fossilized Customs. The other one has come out of From My People. And if you'll take the time and the investment to get these books and to read these books, reality isn't always real popular, but illusion is. So, in closing, may all go well with you. I pray tonight that the Spirit of Yahweh, the set-apart Spirit, communicated with you in a way that will open your heart to the truth, and that you will seek the knowledge and the understanding and have the ears to hear.
Amen.
Praise Yahweh, Brother Donald. Now, we would like to give you an address if you would like to write us. We've got a brand new post office box, and we want you to know that we desire you to write us. Our old address is Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the ZIP 37824. Of course, and you can still use that post office box to write us, and we will be getting that letter from you. But we also would invite you to write our new post office box number, and that would be in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Now, the zip in Sweetwater, Tennessee is a brand new zip code number, and we would like to try to dig it out here and give it to you so that you would know our new address, 568. Is
the box number, and the zip code is 37874. So that's box 568, and the zip code is 37874. That's Sweetwater, Tennessee, in the U.S. of A. Again, post office box number 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. That's Pastor Buddy. Again, all you need is Pastor Buddy at the Sweetwater, Tennessee, post office box number 568 and 37874. And we look forward to, as Brother Park gave you, our telephone number. It is our present cell phone number. You can call me on the cell, and that will be 423-259-0606. We love all of you. We really appreciate it. We've had a wonderful day. We started, the Saints started, actually, in around 7:30 this morning. And, we've been partying ever since and praising Yahweh. We just ended the service just minutes ago, here at the property of the Kingsgate Inn. Festivaling, altar services, communion, and, the offering by fire, the burning dedication, and the commitment of saints. They've all worked hard, and they've been part of our wonderful service today. It's been a glorious time for us to know Yahweh on this high Sabbath. This is the high 15th Sabbath, just ending, just passed, and tomorrow is day two as we start counting the days down when we are worshiping Yahweh by the lunar calendar count. Now, the brother was talking about the Saturnalia people, those who are Saturn Day or Saturday, which boast that it's the seventh day, but the only thing that they can boast in that it's the seventh day according to the Roman Catholic calendar. The Roman Catholic calendar is not the gospel. It was an invention of man. It is probably perhaps one of the greatest deceptional churches in the world. It designed a calendar to entrap and enslave people by telling them that Saturday was the seventh day. Now for you Sunday people that are worshiping on Sunday, it's just like jumping out of a frying pan and getting in the fire. And like the P-A-R-D people, people are real dumb to believe something that was handed to them by man. You'd be real smart to hear the gospel and prove all things, and we got a reward for you tonight. Anybody that can prove a Sabbath other than 8, 15, 22, or 29 by the calendar of Yahweh. That's the one you need to use. Come out of her, my people, as Brother Don said. The book, Come Out of Her, My People, a wonderful book exposing the evil of the traditions of the pagans incorporated into the mother-hearted church, the Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got 1 minute. Brother Part is telling me on the festival here, we're going to say goodnight to you, and we love you, and we're going to praise you. Area code 423-259-0606. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow night on the early show, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time around the world for the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. Yahweh. Yahweh. Hallelujah.